Support comes from Sunday Morning Cafe, presenting Resilience and Creativity, a concert and interview with Royce Martin, creator of Swag Time, and resilience researcher Dr. Tom Wagner on August 2nd, SundayMorningCafe.com.
From the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Friday, June 12th. I'm Addie Lorico. You don't have to be Bosnian to be rooting on their national team in its World Cup soccer run. And for tens of thousands of Bosnian St. Louisans, the soccer spectacle is a chance to share their heritage.
We love to see anybody in our jersey, in our cultural wear, like anything. I'm from Bosnia.
Why the impacts of the games will last long after the final whistle sounds. Coming up after this news on The Gateway. I'm from Bosnia, take me to America. Five former St. Louis sheriff's workers have filed federal lawsuits against the city, alleging they were victims of discrimination. As STLPR's Chad Davis reports, the suits filed yesterday claim that former Sheriff Alfred Montgomery intentionally targeted the former workers.
The suits filed claim former Sheriff Alfred Montgomery fired various workers for their race, age, gender, and disability. Suits also claim he retaliated against workers. Some of the allegations say Montgomery fired workers after they had filed family and medical leave documents. One former worker said she received a letter from the sheriff's office saying she had voluntarily resigned after she had taken medical leave and FMLA time. That followed a car accident and doctor's appointment to deal with work stress. Some also alleged they were fired because they were white. Late last year, a judge removed Montgomery from office. He's currently in jail awaiting a separate federal trial. I'm Chad Davis, St. Louis Public Radio.
St. Louis aldermen will review proposed zoning rules for data centers after nearly a year of research and preparation by city staff. The rules were approved by the Planning Commission earlier this week. A last-minute push from Ward 1 Alderwoman Ann Schweitzer and Ward 7 Alderwoman Alicia Saunier to ban any development of large-scale data centers within the city failed. The alderwoman had argued that the city doesn't have the bandwidth to oversee and enforce rules for the high-energy use data centers. The zoning rules include energy and environmental requirements, as well as accountability measures for non-compliance. The framework's being put forward after months of debate and tweaks to the proposal, which city leaders hope will fill a gap in the city's zoning rules from the 1950s. St. Louis Mayor Kara Spencer has signed an executive order revamping some of the city's transportation priorities. Among other things in the order, Spencer and other city leaders want to shift decision-making around transportation to city staff who are knowledgeable about the entire city's needs. Alderman Michael Browning says this is better than having individual members of the Board of Aldermen work on projects within a confined geographic area.
We want to make sure that no matter what ward you're traveling in, that you can get around whether you're walking, biking, driving, pushing a stroller, using a wheelchair.
Spencer also signed legislation that would increase pay for city workers by at least 3%. That's in addition to a separate bill that provided $1,000 payouts to most city employees. A new database is tracking federal immigration enforcement action in the greater St. Louis region and eastern Missouri. STLPR's Brian Munoz has details.
A group of researchers and advocacy nonprofits, including the Oshry Foundation and Abide in Love, developed the Eastern Missouri Immigration Enforcement Dashboard. Users can explore information about detention locations, pathways into federal custody, and other data about the immigration enforcement landscape in the greater St. Louis region. Sarah Rees is the Oshry Foundation's executive director. While the data compiled only shows part of a bigger immigration enforcement landscape, she says it can be a tip-off point for conversation.
There is still so much we don't know, so I think it continues to surprise me how hard it is to even just get the most basic understanding of what's happening.
Rees's organization will continue developing, refining, and analyzing its data. Those results will be posted publicly on their website. I'm Brian Munoz, St. Louis Public Radio.
Soccer fans crowded Ballpark Village yesterday afternoon to watch the first match of the 2026 World Cup, featuring Mexico and South Africa. As the Midwest Newsroom's Steph Conquest Ware reports, the mood was jubilant, even as some reflected on challenging times for Mexican immigrants.
Fans draped in red, green, and white, gathered before big screen TVs to watch Mexico take on South Africa. Even in the upbeat atmosphere, immigration policies and ICE enforcement were on the minds of many people watching the match. Mexico fan Carolyn Cueto said unity is more important than ever.
So it's just really important that we show up and represent for our families and just for our culture.
Football fan group STL Santos hosted the event. Organizers say it's the biggest turnout for a watch party ever. Mexico won the match 2-0. Steph Conquest-Ware, the Midwest Newsroom.
When the United States opened its doors to Bosnian refugees escaping genocide and civil war in the 1990s, St. Louis welcomed thousands to help boost its declining population. Today, the region boasts one of the largest Bosnian communities in the world, and that community has had a lot to boast about recently, with the city hosting the Bosnia-Herzegovina national soccer team in the lead-up to the World Cup. Here's my conversation with Nirmana Huskic, who's a big soccer fan and was a refugee child herself. She went on to found a local nonprofit serving St. Louis and Bosnian families. We sat down to talk about how this moment is helping people reconnect with their culture. Nirmana, I recognize that you cannot speak for the entirety of the Bosnian St. Louis community, or the Bosnian community for that matter, but how would you describe, broad brush, the Bosnian culture for those who are unacquainted?
I think no matter where we are, and for generations and generations, Bosnian people have been known for their generosity. Our people are, they will come together whenever there's a need for anything happening here in St. Louis or overseas. Our cleanliness, we love beauty, we love beautiful things. We keep up with our appearances, our homes, but the hospitality, when you come into our house, you will always be offered food, snacks, drinks, and most of the times you can't refuse.
A lot of us know factually about the big Bosnian culture here, especially in the Bevo area, now really in South St. Louis County, but we might not realize the ways in which the Bosnian community has made its mark on St. Louis.
You know, there is so many different businesses. A lot of times people won't even notice, you know, they're dealing with the Bosnian, but I feel like our community is so diverse. Like, you have somebody in every career, in every business. So I feel like that has brought up, the economically, you know.
I think we would realize if we didn't have this big population here.
Yeah, I definitely.
What does it mean for the Bosnian community to come together for events like the World Cup run and even to see other people who aren't Bosnian?
Oh, we love that.
Wearing the blue and yellow.
Oh my God, we love that. I don't know, I can't speak for like other cultures, other people. But we love to see anybody in our jersey, in our cultural wear, like anything. If someone speaks two words of Bosnian, we're like, oh my God, you know, you are genius. You're amazing. So we love it. You know, the Bosnia being in the World Cup is just something that's so amazing. Last time we were rallying and all of that. But this time there's a lot of players that were born outside of Bosnia and that they're playing for Bosnia. So now this also gives a bigger connection to the Bosnian Americans that were born here. Because it's like there is somebody that's like me, representing me. You know, his Bosnian is not perfect. He's trying. So the other kids are like, my Bosnian maybe is not perfect, but I'm trying. You know, like he's out there on TV speaking Bosnian. And so it might encourage them to feel more comfortable speaking Bosnian and also to have that dream that they can also make it.
You just mentioned learning the language. For folks who might be wanting to cheer on Bosnia during this World Cup run, can you teach us a quick phrase? What's something that we could drop.
You don't have to make it complicated. You just say, go Bosnia, or you don't even have to say anything. Just scream. Like, that's all.
Okay, I love that, but I'm stubborn. So slowly for me, how do I say, let's go Bosnia?
Okay. Just say, hajmo Bosno.
Hajmo Bosno.
Good, yay!
Good job. That's Bosnian St. Louisan Nirmana Huskic. Thanks to my editor, Brian Moline. The Bosnia-Herzegovina team plays Canada at 2 p.m. The Gateway is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, a listener-supported service of the University of Missouri-St. Louis. I made my decision, no revisions on this mission. I'm a pro tech, got the goal set, that's the code. Our theme music's by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. That song from the top of the episode that'll be stuck in your head for the rest of the day, I Am From Bosnia. And today we're going out with Us Against the World Anthem by Mastermind. The St. Louis hip-hop artist wrote and performed the title track for the HBO documentary Us Against the World 4 years with the men's national soccer team. And that's just one way you'll find a little spice of St. Louis in this 2026 World Cup. Another's on the pitch, as St. Louis native and St. Louis University alum Tim Ream is captaining the U.S. men's team. Soccer fans will be raising a glass to St. Louis's beer tradition. Anheuser-Busch InBev's Michelob Ultra, which is brewed in St. Louis, is the tournament's official beer sponsor. And fans across the region will head to cities across the continent to cheer on their favorite teams, but will also be packing venues like BPV and shutting down streets like Morganford and Tower Grove to watch the matches. You can find out more about how to get in on the World Cup fever at stlpr.org. I'm Abby Larico, and from the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, thanks for listening to The Gateway, and have a great weekend. You cannot tell me they're feeling the same thing, man, it's with the us, that's against the world.